Thank you. you gave me life for my soul. Oh, how good it feels. And I know that love, peace, and joy are the fruit it yields. Though the outer man must die, this is my earnest cry. Keep giving me life, life, life for my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm referring to the Bible study this morning. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I wanted to tell Brother Durham, I really appreciate the way he presents his message. It's not boring to me at all. And I thoroughly enjoy that. And now I'm enjoying more of the life God has given us. Be honest with you, I'm enjoying salvation. I appreciate the Lord. I was just reading a scripture this morning. In Psalms 115, suppose about verse 8 or 9, says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for his wonderful benefits toward me?" The benefits of salvation. Can't beat them, can you? I first came to this people, I thought, boy, I sure hope Brother Tucker quit talking about life and death. I thought he was talking directly to me. Really, it got my attention. And he used the terminology like this. Serving sin has its payoff. And serving God does too. Then he quoted that scripture. For the gift of God is eternal life, but the wages, the payoff of sin, there's a payoff. God will see that you get paid. It's death. So I got in the line where they was handing out life. I appreciate my life sentence. I thought this would just be a 2 or 3 year thing, and I'd be doing something else. But I find myself wanting to give my life to God thoroughly and completely because of his wonderful salvation to me. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Aren't you glad he touched our lives today? I certainly am. I'm glad. Just meditating the other night on the way I lived out there in the world, I wouldn't take nothing for salvation today. I'm glad he laid his hand on me. Aren't you? I know where I was headed, but I thought I was enjoying it. I'm glad God changed my plans, rearranged my house, shook my little two-bedroom duplex apartment, and said, "I've got something better for you." I'm glad that he knocked at my door one day, selling a life insurance policy that I could use. I appreciate God this thing. Yes, I do. I appreciate the Lord. Well, Brother Michael asked me to get up and open up the service. And so if you can hear today, we're talking about life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We're talking about the wonderful life of God today, aren't we? There's no parties, there's no banquets that can beat this. If so, take me with you. I'm going to see too. If you found something better, let me go. Let Dub go along. I've been known to crash some parties. I've been known to show up where I wasn't wanted. Hey, I showed up here one day, and I'm staying. I want to stay. I heard something that gave me life for my soul. When I heard the wonderful word of God, I thought, that's what I need. I was sitting behind a pew one day between Brother, I think his name is Joe Hoffman, and between Brother House over here in the old church in the theater seats. And I saw people getting in line, Brother Durham, first or second service in the church. So I asked probably Brother House, no, I think it was Brother Hoffman, "What are they doing?" I wasn't used to shouting. In other terms, you know, they did other things out in the world. And I saw people with their getting prayed for and laying hands on one another and falling out in the spirit. And I'm curious, what are they doing? And Brother Hoffman replied, "Well, they're getting prayed for." I said, "What for?" I didn't know if I was supposed to leave, run. And he began to talk and tell me. And he said, "Some for healing, some for miracles, some for blessings, and various things." And he paused for a moment and said, "Some for salvation." And it was like a voice within said, "That's what you need. I don't remember saying, pardon me, excuse me, but I remember moving out. I know I must have pushed him and Brother House over just a little bit, and I went to the front of the church, said, that's what I want. I want life, Lord. I want a better life than what I've been living. And I found it. I found peace and joy in this way of life. I found some other things, but you know something? It's the payoff that I'm looking at. It's the goal that we've got lies ahead for us to reach. We're running today, aren't we? We're running for our life. We're on business for the kingdom.
That's right.
And the Lord spoke to me one other time and said, sincere. 2 years later, it come to me. Lord, you told me you brought me to a sincere people. You've been sincere all these years, over 30 years. I'm glad I'm among you today. I appreciate the wells of salvation that we can drink from, the wells of life today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's pray. Anyone got a special request today? Brother DJ? Brother Ernest Dodson? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray for him. We can get out. Get out. He'll get out. All right. Let's pray for him. Sister Linda. Okay. All right. All right. Let's remember Sister Mary. But she's at home. Okay. All right. Sister Fulton. Okay. Let's remember Donovan. Anyone else today got a special need or request? You and your family, okay? All right. Sister Rochelle? Rashawn? Okay, okay. All right. So remember that request. I saw another hand up somewhere. Sister? Okay. Sister Begal? Okay. Okay. Just remember that. No, I didn't. Oh, they are? Okay. Okay. All right. Let's remember them. Brother Smith? In the Dominican Republic? Yes. Let's pray for him. Went over there to take some money and other things, the gospel to the people. Sister Thompson? Brother Paul. Okay. Probably a virus going around. We need to receive an offering if the ushers will get ready. Any other needs or requests today? You know, God hears unspoken requests too. Cares about his church, cares about his people.
Sister Sherry had a request.
Sister Sherry. Okay. Okay. All right. Certainly we will. All right. Let's remember that need. Four of them. Take care of everyone. Okay. Let's keep praying for, is it Brother Johnson's wife? Anyone heard a report? Brother Shelby, we were wanting to get an address from you as soon as possible. I'd like to send him a card. Let him know we're thinking about him and praying for him. Yes, Ray and Susan Weaver really needs our prayers today. Okay. Tyrone and his family, Brother Perry. Okay. For a week, okay, on Thursday? All right. Okay. Okay, yes. Sister Watts. Sister Rice, okay, let's remember her. All right, let's stand then. And the God that loves us and cares for us today, yes, we appreciate his loving care. Oh, yes, there's none like our God that will help us with all of our needs. Cast all our burdens upon him because he cares for us. For the eyes of God roam to and fro, searching for those whose heart is perfect toward him. Lord, we're thankful today that you've given us life. We're depending on Jesus today with all of our needs. All of our cares, all of our burdens, we can cast upon the Lord today. We appreciate his healing power today. May God take care of Brother Smith while he's traveling today in the Dominican Republic. May God touch his people there on the island of Haiti. Oh, God, surely God has a miracle for his children and for his people today. Surely God has a miracle for his church today. We bring our needs before a great and high God today. Oh, yes, we appreciate his life that he's given us, dear Lord. Thank you for touching our lives and bringing us this way. We're thankful for the door of salvation that was opened to us, dear Lord. Oh, yes, none but the righteous shall see God. None but the pure in heart shall approach heaven today. May God touch his church, touch his people. Touch Sister Rice today. Sister Wilkins has a need today, dear Lord. That God will help her and her family. Elder Wayne McGowan today, needing a healing for his back, dear Lord, oh God. For Ray and Susan Weaver today, that God will lift them up and draw them unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. No man cometh to me except the Spirit of my Father draw him. Many special requests throughout this house today, dear Lord. We give you praise for the things that you do for us. For God is our witness today that we have life and life much more abundantly. In the name of Jesus we pray. May God bless our offering today. Bless our service today, dear Lord. Jesus, we give you praise.
I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned, then you set me free from this world and Babylon. To this beautiful place, not a price I could afford. It was just by your grace. I hear the Lord in prayer, Father, thy will be done. He knew he had to die. A great victory was won. Now whosoever will may enter in through that door. Jesus Christ and life forever. I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned to die, then you set me free from this world and Babylon. To this beautiful place, not a price I could afford, but it was just by your grace. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, hurry up, child, there's not much time ahead, and not many more miles. Someone will make it through. Someone will pay the price and live forevermore with Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned to die. Then you set me free from this world and Babylon to this beautiful place. Not a price I could afford. It was just by your grace. 'Cause I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned to die, then you set me free from this world and Babylon and to this beautiful place. Not a price I could afford, but it was just by your grace. Now I hear the Holy Ghost saying, hurry up, child. There's not much time ahead, and not many more miles. Someone will make it through. Someone will pay the price and live forever there with Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned to die, you set me free from this world and Babylon. Just by your grace. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned to die, then you set me free from this world and Babylon. I could afford, it was just by your grace. So I want to thank him. Can you thank him for all he's done, where he's brought you, where he brought you from, where he's taken you? Hallelujah. This is a wonderful place and a price that was too great for us to pay. Hallelujah. From this world and Babylon to this beautiful place, not a price I could afford, but it was just by your grace. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you ever found me. I was condemned, then you set me free from this world and Babylon into this beautiful place. Not a price I could afford, it was just by your grace. Now I hear the Holy Ghost saying, hurry up, child. There's not much time ahead, and not many more miles. And someone's gonna make it through. Someone's gonna pay the price. Are you willing to pay the price this morning? And live forevermore. That reward Brother Daniels was talking about with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's thank Him this morning. I want to thank You, Lord, that You ever found me. I was condemned to die, then You said it. This beautiful place, not a price I could afford. It was just by Your grace. I want to thank You, Lord, that You ever found me. I was this world and Babylon, and to this beautiful place, at a price I could afford. It was just by Your grace. I want. Set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of
prison for me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God. He set me free.
Yes,
he set me free. Yes,
he set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the upon the prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to thee. Oh, glory to God, he set me free.
Yes, he set me free, yes.
He set me free.
He broke upon the prison for me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to thee.
And really get to something. If we just reach out to the Lord. Do you want to touch today? Do you want the Lord to touch you and bless you in a special way? I just feel we're right on the cusp of launching into something deep. Reach out to the Lord today. Reach out to Him. Let Him know you appreciate. Let Him know the freedom He's given you in Christ. Hallelujah.
Oh, for me. I'm glory bound.
God,
He set me free.
Yes, He set me free.
Yes, He
set me free.
Came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free.
Oh,
He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, you see.
Oh, glory to God,
He set me free.
Now my feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God,
I'm overbound. He set me free, yes, He set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus, you see. Glory to God, He set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world can turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. And glory to God, I'm going through.
Yes,
He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bond.
Didn't you enjoy that? This service already? Oh, man, I love this. This is life-giving. And that teaching we had this morning is just, it was good. Dealing with both death and life, but we're on the life side of this. That's what we're after is life. You know, we may know about death and how it's brought about through sin, because it says sin is... the wages of sin is death. Like Brother Daniels was saying, there's going to be a payday. It doesn't matter whether it's unto life or unto death, but we're dealing with the life side of this. And that's what we're shouting about. That's why we're here. I'm here because I want to know how to gain eternal life. I was thinking the other day, I think Brother Durham was talking about something. He brought up the subject of faith. And that's just a little word that throughout my whole life, I thought I've got faith in God because God has dealt with my life ever since I was a young child, because I had the privilege of being in church. But I got to thinking, you know, my thinking about faith was wrong. I got to thinking that it's all the side of faith that I was on was materialistic things. And I got to really studying on that and thinking about it. And so I went to Strong's Concordance, and here's what it said. It said reliability in Christ for salvation. That's what faith meant, but it's not reliability. Let me see what that said. The word threw me there But anyway, what I got to really thinking about it, and I guess the Lord was dealing with me on this, because there was a a lot of times through the night, I would wake up and be just wide awake, and that would be on my mind. And so I would get up and I would study about it, and I would go through and read the Bible about faith. I pulled everything up about faith, and every time it came to faith, I would say, I would say what the Strong's definition was on the reliability. Somebody look that up for me. Strong's on faith. Of Christ, what I'm getting is of Christ for salvation. Because Simeon said before he was born, the angel told Simeon, he said, you will see a Christ. And you know, when he seen Christ, he said, my eyes have behold thy salvation. And the salvation that he was talking about was in Christ. And so that's where our hope and our faith is at, is in Jesus Christ himself. There's no other way. There's no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. And I got to looking at that and thinking, and I thought, God, help my belief. Help me to get established in God, in you, Lord, because I need it. I need this way. But anyway, I wanted to get up and say how much I love the Lord, and I'm thankful that I'm here, and that God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. I don't have any other things to say. God has never done me bad. He's never done me wrong. He's never lied to me. Everything that he has told me has been the truth. It may hurt, but most of the time it's always been good. And so